and it's on page 1077. So that's page 1077. And it's chapter 11. And I'm going to read from verses 1 to verses 16. Now a man named Lazarus was ill. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay ill, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is ill." When he heard this, Jesus says, "This illness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it." Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews there tried to stone you, and yet you are going back?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Anyone who walks in the daytime will not stumble, for they see by this world's light. It is when a person walks at night that they stumble, for they have no light." After he had said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to wake him up." His disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and for your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Then Thomas, also known as Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him."
Great. Thanks, Christina. Now, as Jesus and the disciples head off to Bethany, we're going to see what happened next. We're going to watch this second half of our reading being acted out on the screen. So find somewhere you can see and have a look at this.
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had been buried 4 days before. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Judeans had come to see Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother's death. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him. But Mary stayed in the house.
"If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask him for."
"Your brother will rise to life."
"I know that he will rise to life on the last day."
"I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will live, even though they die. And those who live and believe in me will never die. Do you believe this?"
"Yes, Lord. I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world."
After Martha said this, she went back and called her sister Mary privately.
"The teacher is here and is asking for you."
When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Jesus had not yet arrived in the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. The people who were in the house with Mary, comforting her, followed her when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought that she was going to the grave to weep there. Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet.
"If you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Jesus saw her weeping, and he saw how the people with her were weeping also. His heart was touched, and he was deeply moved.
Where have you buried him?
Come and see, Lord.
Jesus wept. See how much he loved him, the people said. But some of them said, he gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Could he not have kept Lazarus from dying? Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone placed at the entrance.
Take the stone away.
There will be a bad smell, Lord. He has been buried 4 days.
Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believe?
They took the stone away. Jesus looked up.
I thank you, Father, that you listen to me. I know that you always listen to me. But I say this for the sake of the people here, so that they will believe that you sent me.
After he had said this, he called out in a loud voice,
Lazarus! Come out!
He came out. His hands and feet wrapped in grave clothes, and with a cloth round his face.
Untie him. And let him go.
Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw what Jesus did, and they believed in him.
It helps, doesn't it, when you not just hear it, but you get a sense of what it would have been like at that moment when Jesus called Lazarus back to life. Well, we've seen some amazing things on the screens. I've got some other things to show some of the children. So if you, here's the chance where you do get to come up and sit on the mats. We didn't give you that chance earlier. But if you want to come and get a better view, I've got some great pictures to show you. So come up with mom or dad or whoever's looking after you this morning so you will be able to see. And Josh is going to come and help me with these pictures. That's it. There's lots of space. Come and sit up on the mats. Great. So what I want to do, just for a few moments, particularly to help the youngest ones here, who aren't so good at watching television as the rest of us, is to use some pictures to help us understand what we've just heard and seen on the screen. So first off, here's the first picture. This is right from the beginning of, and they're up on the screens as well for, for everyone's benefit. In the little town of Bethany, there lived three people: Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, one brother and two sisters. And one day, Lazarus got ill, and he went to bed. And Mary and Martha looked after him, but actually he got worse and worse. He was really ill. So, thanks, Josh, Mary and Martha, they had an idea. They sent a message to their friend Jesus to come and heal Lazarus and make him better, like they'd seen Jesus do for lots of other people before. But, there we go, when Jesus got the message, he didn't ride the first donkey back to Bethany. He didn't run as fast as he could to go and help Lazarus. Instead, for two whole days, he stayed where he was. Then he said to his friends, who were called his disciples, "Let's now go to Bethany. Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, and I'm going to go and wake him up." So, as they were going back to Bethany, you see the picture of them going back to Bethany, the disciples wondered, if Lazarus is only sleeping, why can't Mary and Martha wake him up? Why does Jesus need to come back and do that? And Jesus knew what they were thinking, and he could see that they didn't understand him, so he explained what was happening really, really clearly. He said to them, "Lazarus isn't just asleep or really ill, he is so ill that he died." So, does that mean that Jesus is too late to help him? Well, Martha doesn't think so. When Jesus finally arrives, Martha goes running out to see him. The first thing she says is this: "Lord, if you'd only got here sooner, then my brother Lazarus would not have died. You could have made him better." She believed that Jesus could make ill people better. But then she said something even more amazing to Jesus. She said, "Lord, even though Lazarus is now dead, I know you can still help him." How about that for believing in Jesus? Even though Lazarus is dead, you can still help him. But then Jesus says something even more amazing to Martha. He says this: "Lazarus, your brother, will rise again because I can give him life." Do you believe that, Martha? And do you know what Martha says to that question? She says, "Yes, I do believe, Jesus, that you can do that for Lazarus. I do believe that you are God's king." So Martha then runs back to tell her sister Mary that Jesus has come. And Mary then comes to Jesus with Martha, and they all cry together that Lazarus is dead, and even Jesus cries. He knows that Lazarus is going to come back to life again, but he still cries because he's so sad for his friends. And then they all go to Lazarus's tomb, which is like a cave in a rock where he has been buried. And Jesus tells them to take the stone door away that covered the entrance. And everyone is shocked. And Martha says to Jesus, "My brother Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. There will be a terrible smell if we open the door." And Jesus says, Martha, trust me. You said you did before. I want you to trust me now. I know what I'm doing. And Jesus went and he stood in front of the tomb. And in a loud voice, he shouted, Lazarus, come out. And do you know what amazing thing happened next? Lazarus, who was dead, came alive again. And he came out of the tomb. And everyone, especially Mary and Martha, his two sisters, were so happy to see him again. Now that is obviously good news for Lazarus, first of all, but also for Mary and Martha, his sisters. They didn't need to be sad anymore. But actually, from what Jesus said, it's also good news for us too. Coming up on the screen are some words that Jesus said when he was speaking to Martha. Have we got those on the screen, Andrea? Yes, brilliant. There we go. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. So this offer to live again after we die isn't just made to Martha or about Lazarus. It's made to everyone and to anyone who believes in Jesus. And that it can include you, and that can include me. If we believe that Jesus can give us life after we die, then he says we shall get it. And that is really, really good news. It doesn't mean that we'll come out of our tombs or wherever we're buried after 4 days, but it does mean that one day we will. And we will get to live with Jesus and everyone who believes in him forever. I'm going to say a short prayer just now to thank Jesus for that amazing thing that is true. And then I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. Why don't we pray together? Lord Jesus, thank you that you said that anyone, everyone who believes in you, that you can give us life after we die, can have it. And we pray that you would help each one of us, therefore, believe that you can do that for us. Amen. Now, here's something a little bit different. We've been looking at such great pictures. I thought you would like a chance to make one yourself. So if the children, and maybe some of those looking after them, would like to, just for a few moments, go over to the white tables over on that side of church, you will find one of those great pictures that you can colour in. And there's also some smiley face stickers to stick on the pictures, because everyone is happy that Lazarus has come back from the dead. Now, as the children go and do some colouring in and some smiley face stickering, I want us to just think of a couple of things, a couple more implications of what we've seen and heard from this true story in the Bible. I've estimated that the stickers and the colouring in gives us about a maximum of 5 minutes. So I'm going to try and make the most of this because then it'll all go wrong. So here's the first thing. Sounds like it's going wrong already. Can we have that verse back up on the screen? Let's go back to what Jesus said. And Fee, maybe as the volume increases, you could increase my volume too. There we go. Let's see who will win this one. Here's something that Jesus said to Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. Now that is an extraordinary thing for anyone to say. in any context. But given what comes next that we saw, it is striking, I think, that Jesus doesn't say to Martha this, I have the power to raise Lazarus from the dead. I am able to give him life again. That's actually the way I explained it to the children, and that is certainly true. That's what happened next. Lazarus came back to life, and Jesus was the one who did that. But if you look, the way Jesus puts it is way more personal than that. What he says is, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Not, I have the power to resurrect, or I am able to give life. Now, what that means is if we want what Jesus has to offer, if we want life beyond death, what the Bible often calls eternal life, what that means is we have to come to him. We have to believe that he is that life, the source of that life. That life beyond death is not so much something that he gives away or gives to us, but it's actually something that we find in him. What Jesus has to offer really is himself. And that, sadly, is where a lot of people lose interest in all of this. They like the idea of being able to live forever or to somehow to be able to cheat death. What's not to like? They might even concede that Jesus is the only one who could even make that possible. Here in chapter 11, he raises Lazarus from the dead to prove that. And at the very end of John's gospel, he himself rises from the dead. Some people are interested in what Jesus has to offer. They believe he's the one who can give it. But they're just not that interested in Jesus himself. But actually, do you see from the way Jesus puts it, that's exactly what he has to offer, himself. It's also exactly what everyone is looking for, even if they haven't realized that yet. I am the resurrection. I am the life. If you really want that, Jesus is saying, then you want me. That's the first thing. I think we might have another 2 minutes. It's gone quite nicely quiet. Here's the second thing. There's only two. Here's the second thing. What about that delay at the start of their reading? That's a bit strange, isn't it? Didn't you think that when Christina was reading that out? Have a look back in your Bible to page 1077 if it's closed in front of you. Let's have another look at that delay, see if we can understand what's going on. Lazarus is unwell, verse 3. So the teacher sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one who you love is ill. When he heard this, Jesus said, this illness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory that God's Son may be glorified through it. Now, Jesus loved Martha and his sister Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed where he was 2 more days. And then he said to his disciples, let's go back to Judea. Surely, if Jesus really loved Mary and Martha and Lazarus so much, he would have got there as soon as he could, wouldn't he? He would have immediately responded to that request for help to spare them the pain of grief. To spare that for Mary and Martha, and actually, as we find out, to spare that for himself, and to spare Lazarus the experience of dying. Now, for us, I think this delay is really important because the equivalent for us now is when we pray, when we send word to Jesus, if you like, when we ask him for help. And maybe that's even something as big as this. Something as big as Mary and Martha asking for a loved one who is dying. Could be a much smaller thing that we need help with. And Jesus doesn't come through for us. He doesn't give us the help when we want it or how we want it. And maybe that means that that person that we've been praying for, like Lazarus here, still dies. What's going on? Surely if Jesus loves us, he would do what we ask him to do when we ask him to do it. And he would spare us the pain and the grief and the confusion and the disappointment that we experience. Just look back at verse 4, because that's where Jesus actually explains why he delayed. Then, when he heard this, Jesus said, "This illness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, that God's Son may be glorified through it." Mary and Martha have got their agenda and their timescale of when and how Jesus should act to answer their request. And what we find from what Jesus says is that he has got a different agenda and a different timescale to them. He's not indifferent to their suffering. He suffers too. John chapter 11, verse 35 is well known as the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. It's also one of the most extraordinary verses in the Bible. When we pray and we ask God to do something for us, something that we need, something that he can do, and he doesn't when we want him to, well, here is an incident just like that in the Bible that helps us understand why. We can only see, and so we can only ask what we think is best for us and for those that we love. But this is showing us Jesus can see more than we can. And he's doing more than we would ever imagine. In answer to our prayers, he is ultimately, as he says in verse 4, bringing glory to God and glory to himself as God's Son. The next time you pray and God doesn't do what you ask when you ask him to, and you're struggling with that, you're not finding that an easy experience, you're struggling to understand why, and you're struggling to actually keep trusting him, will you remember Lazarus? He had to die first to bring God glory. Will you remember Jesus from John 11? He can see more than we can, and he's doing more than we would imagine or understand. And will you remember the shortest verse in the Bible? John 11, 35. Jesus wept. He is not indifferent to our pain and our sorrow, even if his timing and his purpose make our pain and our sorrow necessary. Remember Lazarus. Remember Jesus. Remember the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. Why don't I lead us in a prayer to ask for his help to do just that when we need it. Lord Jesus, it is so good to hear, to know, to be able to believe that you are the resurrection. You are the life. You are therefore what we need more than anyone, more than anything. But please would you help us trust that about you, and therefore trust you particularly when it comes to praying. Please would you help us to remember Lazarus remember that you can see more and are doing more than we can understand or imagine. And remember your compassion for us. And we ask this in your name. Amen.